RTI.
Hi, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. It's a postcard from Pop Brad, well, with a difference this particular week. That all will become clear as we go through the programme. It's me, Eric Wiltshire, here at the base of the beautiful Tatry Mountains. In fact, we've got a little wind chill down from the snowy bits on the top at the moment. Yes, I know it's May, but we've still got snow on the top of the mountains, and it's beautiful, and... No, I can't say that on the radio because that would be terrible of me. Very naughty. I'm not saying... Oh, you're quiet today, Lee.
I'm sorry. I'm just a bit depressed.
No, well, I can imagine why.
I'm not depressed about that.
across the stagnating pond, and I've got to make this very clear, as will become clear in a minute. I've got to explain and clarify. I'm sitting in a studio in Slovakia, as I said, at the base of the Tatry Mountains, in a place called Poprad. And if you look in Poprad, you'll find a huge complex called Aqua City. And right next door to that is where our studios are. Now, Lee...
Hello, Lee.
That's me.
That's him. That's him. He is in the stagnating world of the UK, which is about 1,700 kilometres away from where I am. And he is really, boys and girls, he is genuinely in Great Britain, Velky Britannia. That's where Lee is.
I would suggest that I am not in Great Britain. I am in Britain.
Okay, you could take the great off if you like. So we are in two separate countries and linked together via digital technology, blah, 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 blah. And then around the world we go. So hi to the listeners in America at Talk Radio X and to Replay and to Audio Booers and the wonderful people at RTI. And why are you crackling now?
Am I crackling now?
Yeah, you've just gone away from your microphone again, haven't you?
I haven't. I've not moved. You're picking on me again.
You've knocked your microphone out then.
Oh, have I?
Unbelievable. Anyway, in part two of the programme this week, we'll be bringing you up to speed on our take on the general election in the UK, which looks to me, but we're waiting for some more news as I speak. Looks like it's going to be very similar to the results that you have across the rest of Europe. But it'll be interesting to see how people take that and how the money markets look at it, but we'll come to that in part two. In part one...
I think I could just like to say now...
What?
I like the idea of having a hung parliament in the UK, because it'll be just like having Ron Jeremy as Prime Minister.
Is that your joke of the politics?
That's my political joke.
Careful how you say that one.
It's so funny here at the moment.
Well, you know what's really interesting? Because there's a parliament part that a general election for parliament in Slovakia in June.
And I know there is.
And nobody expects there to be an outright winner, like they don't in Germany, like they don't in so many other countries, because it is a sort of coalition type thing that works in huge areas of Europe.
And yeah, but that's part of the culture. We don't have that culture. What we now have...
But you don't have any culture.
We don't. We have three failures at the helm of our ailing country.
No,
Britain.
Don't say that, because the flipping money markets... Well, knowing who listens to this programme, for goodness sake, don't say that, otherwise the pound will fall and it'll be our fault again.
Well, it's happened again, hasn't it?
Oh, no.
It's gotten down. The pound is down.
Down the toilet.
It's the Monica Lewinsky of the fiscal world.
Very well put. before we start, just to let you know, coming up in this particular programme, Lee and I have had the privilege and honour of being in touch with a fabulous lady called Hannah, who was injured 3 years ago with a bomb blast in Iraq. Her story will be coming up in part one, and it's an amazing story, and all I will say is, if ever you've had man flu, if ever you've had a little painy toothy ache and you've taken tablets for it, you are wimps.
I admit to being a wimp, but I also say that Hannah's story is inspirational.
Absolutely. So that's coming up very shortly here on Postcard from Poprad. Before that, we've got loads of people to say hi to, and I'm still looking at results coming in live on the machines in front of me for the British general election, which is hysterically funny. And it also... No, I'll come to that later. It just annoys me the way voting works over there. I can't understand it.
Voting doesn't work over here again. We've just proved that as well. And this is absolute insanity, Eric. Britain is falling apart. We can't even arrange an election now.
No,
and
I know.
I did use an L in there.
Yeah, thank you. Anyway, let's start off with one or two hellos. We've got to say hello to Chrissy and her friend Naomi. Apparently, Chrissy's changed Naomi's name.
I know. I was going to do that one, but you can do it.
No, because I'm chicken. I'm scared.
What, you want me to do it?
Well, you see, I'm scared of Naomi.
I'm not surprised, actually, because she's only 25, but she is a bit of a...
What?
Late girl. Girl.
Yeah. It's okay, you can listen to this programme, and we'll be rude to you as well. So anyway, Naomi is spelt N-A-O-M-I, which has been changed to Watley.
I can't say it really. Naapapi. Naapapni. Naapapni.
Yeah, you sound like a record going backwards.
Oh, that means I'm a devil.
No. Which means it is spelt how?
I haven't got this written down, so I'd prefer it if you said it.
I haven't got it written down either. It's N A
A
O
O
A P I. N A O A P I. Which basically suggests. Yeah, which basically means Christina is saying that Naomi is an O A P, which in English means old
an
age.
Old age pensioner.
That's not
25.
Nice.
Yeah, I've got one for you based on that, right?
But I've got to say that there's loads of folks from Naomi's group that are all listening to us. Welcome one and all, which is absolutely amazing. And you've got a campus group somewhere, haven't you?
I have. I've just got to do this for you, though, very quickly.
Go on.
You know, like, a lot of people now are reversing their names for their profile on, Facebook and things like that.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
You just write your name backwards and that becomes your profile name. Well, yours,
yes.
Eric Wiltshire, is Rehestilw Kirri, right? Eric Wiltshire backwards. Mine is Lily G. Banks, is Skanabba Ghalgil. And.
So we're both from Sweden now?
Yeah. Gordon Brown's is.
Stop it.
Wob Nod Rog, which actually spells out. Loser!
I knew you were going to do that somewhere along the line. Had to be done, didn't it? Had to be done. But saying hello to one or two more people. Hi to Vicky, who's in Poprad, who I bumped into literally. And she was the one that was saying to me, does the other man, the other man, live in Poprad?
I'm the other man.
And I had to say to Vicky...
The other woman.
I had to say to Vicky, no... We've bribed the border guard, so we don't let him back again. He's only allowed in once a year. So hi to Vicky and all the guys on campus.
Should I do mine?
I haven't finished yet, which apparently is... the story is this. They have campus parties around Postcard from Poprad, which worries me a little bit.
Is this yours or mine?
This is mine. You've got yours coming up in a minute.
But well, that's just spooky. Because
what?
That's what they do on the campuses over here.
Who are?
Well, that's really spooky. Carry on. I'll get to mine when you're ready.
Well, I'm nervous now.
Just watching television.
So you love the audience that much, you're looking at the telly. Marvellous.
I'm doing it for a reason.
I know you are. Bless you, little darling. So what worries me about this, Lee, is our programme is seemingly appealing... to the youth generation of university people, which will very shortly become the
shakers and movers.
And the leaders of industry in the world.
And they're all being educated by idiots like us.
Correct. Now that's...
This is the revolution I've always wanted.
Power to the people!
Taking over the world!
That worries me enormously. God, if the whole world was to end up like me and you.
It'd be all right. in your case, it'd be like, no, you're the comfortable side of things. I'm the edgy side.
I'm the... How do you establish that fact?
Physique.
Yeah, right. I've got pictures of you when you were a bit bigger as well.
What, I was 6 foot ten?
Round your middle. Anyway, hi to Vicky and all the girls over here, the ISEC team, in and around different parts of Slovakia. Hi to you guys. And I've got to say hello to, I'm going to do this so badly, to Tamás and his family, who are from Krakow in Poland, who listen to us regularly as well. I had the honour of meeting them this morning. Yep. Over to the UK for you.
Okay. AJ, now I've got to hold my hands up. AJ was going to send me a list of the names of these friends who listen to the show. They also now have a little parties where they, you know, they imbibe in some legal substances and things like that, and switch the radio on, sit down, have a cup of tea. Their houses are full of pictures of the Queen and things like that, and they listen to Postcard from Poprad for a party. I think that's brilliant. Well done, AJ.
PFPP.
I won't mention them all.
So that's PFPP.
PFPP, is it? Postcard from Postcard. I've lost the power of speech completely now.
That's fab.
Postcard from Poprad.
So, hang on, that's a good idea. If you do have a postcard from Poprad party, do let us know and we'll say hi to you.
Why can you say it and I can't?
I've been rehearsing it for a week. You told me about
it. I'm so giggly.
Oh, no. We've got to say hi to Jim in Washington, who apparently listens to us at work.
I've got some more.
Go on then, off you go, quick.
All right, I've got to say hello to the Duke, the Foz, Mike, Danny, Adam and Andrea. They're the Ghost Hunter TV team of ghost hunters who do ghost hunting for me. Anyway, they're all a bit shook up after last Friday when I was doing a two-hour show on another radio station, if I may.
Traitor.
And they're all a bit shook up because they got chased by the Monkey Man.
Right.
It's true. The Monkey Man exists.
Right. So basically what we're talking about is, I'm all shook up, Hey.
Listen. You know that what? Elvis died of constipation. This isn't a joke.
No, I know it's not. I know it's
poor old Elvis. Yeah, no, he had a 9 foot.
Stop it. No wonder he was getting putting weight on, poor old boy.
Oh, yeah, blood. Blinking out. One big trump and he'd have been like his old self, wouldn't he?
It would have been unbelievable. Anyway,
he's behind him. Hang on, I've got another one.
What?
One from Dorothy. Now, this is a serious one.
Oh.
Right, and it's short, pithy, and very apposite for because of what's happened today.
Go on, then.
Right, it's gone off Dorothy. I'll just read it very quickly.
Okay.
Dorothy, she's headlined it, I met Gordon Brown last Tuesday.
Hey! Right?
Yeah, Dorothy met Gordon Brown last Tuesday. She went to, he'd been in Telford doing something, and he went to Manchester to a meeting and turned up out of the blue at this meeting, and she was there.
Right.
Now, all she's written... Two sentences, really. You're always having a go at Mr. Brown, Mr. Banks. Well, forget his TV personality. With a live audience, he's a passionate orator. Oh, no. In control of all the facts, with a warm and humorous personality.
Mm-hmm.
A real man of the people. If he continues to run our country, which is quite opposite at the moment, and the economy, he will pull us through. If not, which is also quite opposite... Then be afraid. Be very afraid. Well, Dorothy, I've read that out because I respect what you say, but I'm not afraid at all.
Do you know what's... It's really a bit of a... No, we'll do it. Well, it is a bit of a shame because on the whole election thing that's coming up, I keep watching it on my screen in front of me moving and changing. Because in the UK, boys and girls, you need 326... places in Parliament to be the winners.
Yeah.
David Cameron must be so annoyed at the minute because he's got 301.
I know.
And there's just a few more seats to come
and
in.
And that cleans a big carpet for less than half a crown.
The Labour lot had got 255 when we started, and the poor old Lib Dems, who were actually polling as strong as the Labour Party, only end up with 56 seats. So it's just really weird how you've got all these numbers coming across, and it just doesn't stack up, does it?
It doesn't. It's bizarre.
I don't know about all of this malarkey. Bores me to tears. And then, of course, before we get onto the thing proper, the Queen of England has had to make a statement this week.
I wonder what she voted.
Well, she doesn't vote.
Well, neither do I, so me and the Queen are the same.
she's not a political character, and equally, because she didn't want to get involved in the negotiations about who was going to become PM, there was a little memo went out to say, none of you, well, not in these words, because obviously the Queen speaks proper Queen's English, not like what I does. The politicians were all told, don't come to the Buckingham Palace until everything's sorted out. And until such time as everything's sorted out, Gordon Brown will stay Prime Minister until he actually resigns when a new government is put in place. But you've got to have all your arguments before you come and see me, because otherwise it's not going to happen. So the Queen
stayed at Balmoral.
Yes. Yeah.
That's how important it is.
Well, it's not that. It actually stops people, because I know what these three are like. There'll be one up and shit. One of the cars will drive through, and the whole news thing will go totally ballistic. Mm. And you know, the whole thing just blows up. And when you think you're at one point in an election where the Conservative Party have got, this is just part of how the results came through, boys and girls, not fact. Now you need 326 to win.
Yeah.
David Cameron's got 302 at this particular point. There's 10 seats still to be announced. He's that close to winning. But because of the way the election system works in the UK, he ain't going to get there. Even though he's got, you know, more votes than anybody else, he still ain't the winner. It's bizarre.
It's more telling than that, because what it says is that there was nobody capable, clearly, of running this country as far as the voters were concerned, because nobody plumped for one person or the other. No, we don't trust our politicians here. We don't respect our politicians. We don't think they can do anything other than cost us, as the people, money.
Well, I don't know. It's really... No, I could get on a real high horse about
this. We're not supposed to be doing politics in this part of the show.
No, I know, but it sucks you in. It's like a...
Well, that's the problem with politicians. That's exactly what they do. They suck you in and spit you out without a penny.
Well, anyway, just moving along very, very quickly, just as something...
Can I tell you about my nervous breakdown?
Was this like the Rolling Stones type breakdown?
No, this was last night.
What?
I was sitting there in front of my computer, right?
Uh-huh.
And all of a sudden I felt I've got no control. I didn't think there was any escape. And I didn't even have a home anymore. Then I realised that I needed a new keyboard. That was a terrible joke, wasn't it?
Well, for you, it was close, because it was quite techie and nice.
That's why I used it, because I thought it'd make you feel comfortable. But as it came out of my mouth, I thought, this is pathetic. Why are you telling this joke?
Oh,
so I
did
a big laugh at the end to cover it up.
Mm, okay.
I laughed as you said it.
I'm saying nothing, boys and girls. I did warn you, postcard from Pop Brown with a difference at the minute. We're sitting here with bated breath, waiting for announcements to be made.
Trying to catch flies.
Oh, dear, oh, pray.
Oh, no, just send me back to bed.
You get worse by the minute, boy, you really do. Anyway, so still to come, we've got... Honestly, stay here, boys and girls. We've just got the most, in 5 minutes' time, the most amazing story you're going to hear for a long time.
That's it.
In fact, I'll tell you how this worked out. The people at Audio Boo were so impressed by this story, they've made it a featured story on Audio Boo.
I know, and that's good, isn't it?
They don't do that for many, I can tell you that now. So in a few minutes' time, we'll hear that story here on Postcard from Pop Rad. And it is a really inspiring story. And if ever you think you're hard done by, you won't by the time you've heard this story. So don't go away. Please don't go away, because it's a fabulous thing. Then in part two, we'll be really analysing the elections, which is getting really weird at the moment, because nobody's going to win. And it worries me. I'll tell you what, do you know what I'm worried about? Lee.
Hello, sorry, I was just, I'm sorry, what? How can I help you?
What the blinking heck were you doing?
I was reading a message off the Duke.
Really? That's quite spooky.
Did you not hear it? It just went bloop.
Yeah, like I heard it go bloop.
Yeah, well, it's the Duke, the lad we've just said hello to on the show. So, anyway, I'll ignore him now.
Right. Well, I do have a couple of questions as well, which we can just fit in quickly in the next 2 minutes.
Okay.
One, we've been asked to do a live programme, live interacting with you guys on the phone. Yep. In fact, it was Dan in America that said, would we do one Saturday? So we're toying with that, but it's up to you guys. If you want the programme, you're going to have to tell us and let us know, and then we'll happily oblige. I don't quite know how yet, but we'll do it. And number two, so many of you have said, could you get involved with the programme? Yes, you can. We don't encourage because it gets too messy and it just doesn't work.
And you might be better than us.
No, the fact is the way our studio is set up, it's set up to push calls out, not take them in. So we pre-book calls and... The truth is we will include you in via telephone or via Skype, but you've got to come to us first. We'll get in touch, set the calls up, and the truth is we don't get idiots then on the line.
We don't need any more idiots.
No, there's two of us here, and we're perfectly capable of making a complete idiot of ourselves, as we're doing quite rightly now. So if you want to get involved in it and you know, call us to task, happy to do it. We'll make the phone call. We'll do the Skype thing set up for you, blah, 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 blah. And you can join Lee and Eric live on the wireless. We will do that for you. Not a problem at all. So, but do have a subject in mind for what you want, how you want it, you know, and we'll look through some of them. And the other thing is, if you've got something to promote, which is a good cause, and we consider it to be a good cause as well, then we're happy for you to do that wherever it happens to be, because we'd like to do some more of that sort of consumery type stuff as well, wouldn't we, Uncle?
Eric?
What?
Cameron's on the telly.
I know, I can see it.
We're supposed to be doing this.
That's all right. We can catch up with it in a minute. It's not a problem. What we'll do is we'll do a synopsis of a typical political speech which lasts about 2 hours. Our synopsis will be about 20 seconds, and that'll fill the whole gap.
Right.
Are you with that?
See, ladies and gentlemen, you then saw the skeleton of this show.
What? How did they see the skeleton of this show?
Because you, I don't know, I'm just trying to fill time, you know.
You're watching the box at the same time. Right.
Watching David Cameron.
Okay, boys and girls, we'll be back in part two. Just coming up now on part one, we're going to be talking to Hannah Campbell, who was injured in Iraq. And I started earlier this week in the studio by talking to Anna. And I asked Anna just to set the scene by telling us her story.
I was over in Iraq with the British Army, and I was involved in a mortar attack, which is like a bomb, landed on the building I was in and buried me under the rubble.
This was 3 years ago, wasn't it?
It was, yes.
So hang on, you've been in hospital for virtually 3 years after this event.
Yes.
You're married to, what rank is he? I've forgotten.
He's a sergeant.
Is he the boss then?
Well, he likes to think he is.
Is he higher ranked than you?
He is.
Oh my word.
But I don't like to admit that.
Perfect. But basically, when you're at home, you're the officer and he's not.
That's right, yeah.
Got it.
Definitely.
Sounds like a stereotypical house to me. But so there you are. You've got your husband's in the forces as well. You've got a 5-year-old daughter who's fabulous.
Mm-hmm.
And you're in and out of hospital.
Yes.
What was going on?
Well, they were trying to save my leg, basically.
Right.
The bottom of my foot was blown open and the bones had come out. So they reconstructed it and they took bone from my pelvis and bone from my shin.
I'm being a man now.
And they put it in my foot. And I've had 9 surgeries over the last 3 years on my foot. Spent most of the time in a wheelchair or on crutches. And obviously now the decision has come to be that... in a week, I'll be getting my leg amputated.
So there's nothing they can do for it now?
No.
Is it a fact that the bone is so damaged that even if you stop where you are now, you're still just going to be in a wheelchair? But by changing to a prosthetic leg, you'll be able to walk again. Is that?
I'll not only be able to walk again. I'll be able to run again. I'll be able to do everything I could do as a soldier before this.
Yeah.
That I can't do now.
So basically, Jamie's in trouble after next week.
Oh, he is. Yeah.
Yeah. That's what we like to hear. And how did you end up? Because we're in Slovakia, in Poprad, at the base of the Tatry Mountains, as some of the audience will know, right across the road from Aqua City, which is where you're staying now. How did you end up in Aqua City?
Well, I got an email basically saying that Holidays for Heroes was offering holidays to Aqua City for any personnel and their families who'd been injured in Iraq or Afghanistan. And so my lovely husband nominated me.
Oh, bless.
Along,
I wanted to come. No, you know he's going to be living off of that for years now, don't you?
And my unit nominated me as well to come.
Oh, wow.
Well, they emailed Terry Major, retired, Butterworth, and he agreed and said that I was a good nominee. And with what was coming up as well, it gave my family a time, sort of a week really, to have some time together and really sort of forget about what was going on, which was important, you know. So that's how we ended up coming to Aqua City.
And how are you getting on?
Oh, we're loving it. It's been fantastic.
A little birdie tells me you've been having some special treatments with the doctor.
I've had cryotherapy every day, which has been local cryotherapy, minus 160 degrees. on my foot.
Ouch.
Which to most people would probably be ouch, but it's been bliss because it takes all the pain away and my foot is lovely.
Can I just qualify that? So you've been in pain, even with painkillers, for the last 3 years.
Uh-huh.
You have this treatment and you're feeling better.
Yes, yes.
That works for me. I can do that.
I'd recommend it to anybody. It's fantastic. And we've had massages every day and been swimming every day. It has been fantastic.
Changing the subject a bit, because what really impresses me about you is that most people would have given up, but you haven't. And therefore, very inspirational to lots of people. If there's somebody listening out on a Forces Network somewhere to this, they've had problems, why shouldn't they give up?
Because there's always somebody worse off than you. Always.
Yeah.
And I've got a daughter and a husband that I have to keep fighting for. I can't be ill. Because it's not just doesn't just affect me, it affects my daughter.
Mm-hmm.
And my husband, who stood by me through this for 3 years. So I have to be all right.
What's the next plan for you then? You're going to be in rehab for a while, surely.
I am. My aim is to be able to walk around Disneyland with my daughter.
Wow.
She's dying to go, and we haven't been able to go because I wouldn't have been able to walk.
Disneyland, if you're listening to this, the lady wants to walk around Disneyland.
And so that's sort of my first aim. But my next aim would be I'd like to do the London Marathon on a prosthetic limb. That is such a huge thing that is my aim. And I'm going to Headley Court, where all soldiers go to
That's
be rehabilitated.
Right, yeah.
And so they will get me fit enough to do that.
Wow.
So that is my aim.
Where are you going to be staying then? You're going to be at Headley Court in the UK.
Mm-hmm.
Where's Jamie going to be?
Him and Millie, my daughter, are going to be in Aldershot.
How long do you anticipate being there?
The next 3 years, probably.
Oh, that's okay, then, isn't it?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
So that's part of the plan with Headley Court, and
you're getting fit again. Yeah, they're 45 minutes away from me, so it means that every weekend I'll get to see my daughter and my husband.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's not too bad. As long as he's not late.
No, we'll get in trouble if he's late.
That's what we like to hear. And what about for you long term? What do you see for the future? Because it's got to be, I mean, I've had car accidents, and they're nothing compared to what you went through. Three and a bit years ago, you were at ground zero almost, and now you're here. It's an enormous step. What's the next one?
Well, I don't know. I've been thinking about that a lot. I'm not sure what the next step for me is really long term, because the sky's the limit, really, in the future. There's nothing going to be holding me back anymore. So I just sort of take each day and see what comes, really.
Well, all I can say is it's been lovely having you in Slovakia. It's an honour to meet the pair of you and your beautiful little daughter as well. I wish you all the luck in the world, and thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much.
From the heart of Europe to the world, this is RTI.